looking across this table and I see a small child.
Yeah, I kind of, I don't want to say panicked. I basically, I shaved my beard off.
I know, it's...
I Frank Reynolds myself.
Yeah, Elliot just wants to be pure. He's a pure man.
Well, okay, so just some insight into my life.
Oh, God.
Well, calm down. So I can't stop touching my beard when I have a beard. It's just a thing. You know, you passively just sort of sit there and, you know, wiggle. I have restless hands.
Yeah, I do too. I do toothpicks, though. That's my thing is toothpicks all day, every day.
Yeah, toothpicks help, but also that also goes into the... Basically, with everything going on, I was sitting there and I was like, I'm not supposed to touch my face, but I can't stop touching my mustache, which lives on my face.
Yeah, I did the same goddamn thing in urgent care.
Oh, like, yeah.
Small children's urgent care.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just, I was thinking, I was like, what did they say to not do? Like, they were like...
First thing.
Well, they were like, hand sanitizer, which, you know, that just seems like a cop-out for restaurants.
Right.
And then they were like, you know, wash your hands... Do not touch your stupid face. As I was doing that, I was fucking touching my face.
Yeah.
And then 2 minutes later, I was eating my fucking fingernail.
Oh, see, that's luckily because of how my teeth are angled. I can't really chew my fingernails. Another insight into my life.
That's the sketchiest thing I've ever heard.
Well, it's just I've got a weird...
What?
It's just the way I like. Literally, I can't comfortably chew my fingernails.
I mean, that's not a bad thing. God did that for a reason.
Yeah, he did. Well, he did a lot of things for me.
God put your nails on your fingers for a reason,
right? He gave us 2 ears and 10 fingernails for a reason.
If he wanted us to kiss privates, he put them on our face.
He put them on our cheeks. Where you're supposed to put kisses.
Mama kisses. Welcome to episode 36, everyone.
Welcome.
Welcome. It is a weird time in this world right now.
It is. It's very strange.
It's very strange because it's like every movie that's about like a virus or like a...
Right.
Honestly, I wouldn't be too pissed off if it was the rage virus.
Right.
Because, you know, I mean, it'd make MMA a lot better.
Well, yeah, I mean...
Football faster.
I like that it only took like 80 deaths from it to where people are like posting pictures of guns now. All over my feed, people are like, look at all my guns.
Yeah, right?
Here's
my grandfather's rusted gun.
Right.
Can't wait for you to come to my porch.
Right. Take my toilet paper. But yeah, it's not great. We're, as regular listeners know, restaurant workers, cooks.
Yeah, we're...
We're pretty much holding our dicks.
We're unemployed.
Yeah, which is...
Hey.
It is what it is.
It is what it is, but...
It's honestly... I wasn't even mad, you know, because I don't want to catch it and spread it, and, unless I'm talking to a lady, but... Sorry, that was terrible.
That mic's going off right now.
All right, okay.
We're going through the COVID-19?
Right.
Do you say dash?
I haven't heard that.
Trump doesn't. But Trump also thinks it's tremendous.
Right. And it's excellent. But they are talking about sending everybody a grand, you know.
A grand.
Yeah, like $1,000 just to... you know.
Everyone is in...
Well, like hourly workers.
Okay.
I think the guy literally said during the press conference, he was like, obviously, people who make $1 million a year, we're not going to send them a check for $1,000.
Yeah, some for $2,000.
Exactly. Obviously, we're going to give them a bailout, and they won't have to pay taxes for 5 years. But, no, the government's going to help in some way. Yeah, things are about to get real real weird because, right. You know.
But that's why we have a podcast.
Yeah.
So, you know. As weird as it gets, you can just listen every day. That'd be fun.
Yeah, and honestly...
We can almost do it every day now.
Yeah, if you enjoy listening to this, there's probably going to be a lot more of it in the coming weeks.
Yeah, we're going to hit like 60
in
the next 2 weeks.
It would be nice. You know, unless one of us gets coronavirus, then in that case...
they'll be 70.
They'll be 70 because if I'm going down, you're going down.
No, we're on Skype, bro.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We can set that up. If I'm on a ventilator, I'll just write the jokes down and right. show them to you.
Oh, man.
And then, you know.
And I'll just react to it.
Yeah. It'll be like when you're in the car with somebody.
It'll be like our podcast anyways.
Oh, yeah. Is that what it is?
You do something, I react.
You're the straight man on the podcast?
Sure.
Well, literally you are, but...
Yeah, we're amongst a quarantine, I guess. I don't know if it's... I mean, it's kind of a quarantine already. It's not like Italy or anything. You can go out.
Right, so they're not imposing, but the thing that's been freaking me out is people from Italy posting things like, heads up, America, don't fuck up like we did.
Right.
Don't ignore this. Which also, I guess we're kind of ignoring it right now.
I would say shout out to Italy for, like, you know, that.
Yeah, I mean, just, well, they're on total lockdown. But also, I think the Bay Area is now on a 24-hour lockdown, or is about to be.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I've been seeing posts all day from restaurant people, and everything's closing down except for, you know, essential stuff, pharmacies, grocery stores.
Yeah, but grocery stores will stop eventually, you know.
Well, yeah, how many people? Okay, so, you know, I get panic buying.
Right.
That's one thing. Because people are, you're technically supposed to stay in your house for a few weeks. So, you know, you got to buy supplies.
Right.
But in our region, when it sleets, not even snows, when it sleets, the bread, milk aisle gets emptied. Yeah, you know what I mean?
I do not get it.
So I feel like it's even worse around here. Like, people are just, and the toilet paper thing, there was a rumor there was going to be a shortage. And then I saw a video of a guy in a warehouse he was Dutch, and he was driving around this toilet paper warehouse, and it looked like the last scene of Indiana Jones when they're putting away the ark, and they go, but it was toilet paper, and he was like, it was translated at the bottom. He's like, to anyone who bought a bunch of toilet paper, you're a fucking idiot.
Oh my God.
He's like, we're not going to run out. And so, you know, it is what it is.
It's a something. I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
And I saw a thing the other day. I don't know where it is right now, though. Basically, but it's a guy in Kentucky that basically was showing all the signs of the virus and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And he was so stubborn that he was like, no, I'm not going to go get tested. That's what's going to fuck us up.
Well, I mean, the president
came
into contact with three people who tested positive for coronavirus.
Right. But
his doctor told him not to get, or told him he didn't have to get tested. He finally did.
That, you think?
Well, they said, like, he did.
Let's just say we got tested, and tremendous results, tremendous.
But I've saved some news stories over the past couple of days that go from kind of good to bad. I'll do a good to bad.
Hold on, start that over. A good to bad. What do you mean?
I'm gonna do a bad sandwich. So there's gonna be two bad things and a good thing in between.
Dude, I've had many of those.
So. The first one is South Korean church sprayed salt water inside followers' mouths, believing it would prevent coronavirus. 46 people got infected because they used the same nozzle.
Oh, boy.
So, that's rough. And the good in the sandwich, Taco Bell's owner will pay workers during coronavirus closures. Pretty dope.
Yeah.
Now, granted, he's paying them $8.50 an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, now that I think about it,
yeah, his
fuck him.
Yeah, his
fuck Taco Bell. He's
like, you know what? I'm going to be the good guy in this.
They make so much goddamn money. They don't pay employees shit. And you know what? There have been some very nice people who have worked at the Taco Bell I go to who really, really do their job well.
I'll tell you this. I haven't been to a goddamn Taco Bell that is worth a shit in like 10 years.
Oh, well, I will say the one I go to is habitually out of large cups, which I like to drink a lot with my meal. I need a large cup. I have a very dry mouth.
You're a big anyway. Gulp. You're a big gulp.
So,
what's your gas station situation when you hit the gas station for the
We both park right next to a gas station at work.
You hit the 64 ounce.
I'm a regular at. I get the big cup, and this is just how I'm living. I don't want to brag, but I get the biggest cup. I fill it full of slushy, because always been about that my whole life.
Slushy life.
Yeah, I like it a lot. The slushies. Texture of it. Yeah, I really do. I remember one of the first things I wanted to buy when I got my first job was a slushy machine.
That's not a bad thing to work forward.
No, I mean, I still want to one day, but I get it. And you know what? Now that I'm a regular, sometimes if I walk up and that's all I'm getting, they're like, "You're good."
Mm-hmm.
Like, "You're good, man." Like, "Well, thank you. I'm going to go enjoy this free slushy."
The same gas station.
Oh, yeah.
The first day that this stuff was a...
There was two cases in Mecklenburg County.
Right, right. Yeah. So, go in, and there's a lady dressed like... What's the name? When all of the Power Rangers get all their animals together, all their machines.
A Megazord?
Yeah, that's what it fucking looked like. That's what she got to me. I was right. That, and she sprayed bleach at me.
It just misted your face.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
She said, "I ain't taking no chances." And, you know, now she's like laughing at us.
Right. Because, yeah, she was ahead of the curve.
Yeah, just by one day.
Right. Right. By like, yeah, that's basically it. But
I've seen so many people that I know rolled their eyes. And like a month ago when people talked about this, which I didn't. Because I guess there was some conspiracy help. Some of my friends are conspiracy. Stuff.
Yeah.
Way into it. And, you know, I believed it. And I got sent articles that I read.
Right.
But, you know, I still didn't stockpile or anything.
Well, that's the thing about any conspiracy theory. I remember there was a night, probably, okay, so the Boston bombing, when they bombed the marathon.
Right.
I went down a rabbit hole one night where I read the conspiracy theories.
Method actors and stuff.
Yeah, and I read them, and I went to all these websites, and I was like, oh, my God, this is real. But as soon as you take a step back,
you're like, there's no
and you look
way.
At every other source on the planet, you go, no, it was a terrible thing that happened.
Right.
And also, with this, people have been warning us that this is COVID-19. This isn't COVID-2.
Yeah, SARS. There have been, SARS was COVID.
Yeah, there have been 18 other fucking things like this that have, you know, threatened us, not on the same level, but, you know, people have been waiting for this for a long time because we are such a global community now, you know?
Right.
If something like this was bound to happen. I'm just astounded by how unprepared we were, like, in this country for it. We've been unprepared for a lot of stuff lately, but... That's a whole nother thing. But anyway, okay, so the Taco Bell thing. Fuck Taco Bell. But, you know, at least those people are still getting paid. And then I have, one of our favorites around here, Kid Rock.
Kid Rock.
He owns a Nashville bar. I don't know if you knew that.
I could just imagine.
But Kid Rock's Nashville bar refuses to close amid coronavirus concerns, calls mayor's mandate unconstitutional. But,
Jesus, like, you can't do that. Just do it.
Yeah, you know what, dude? And also, Kid Rock's got the money to take care of his employees while it's closed. He'll be all right. But it's just like that fucking shit, you know? Just, man, fucking people want to have a good time, buddy. And they're going to come out and have a good time.
So, yeah, I got a text. This kind of goes back to the thing before the Kid Rock or the Kid Rock thing. It says, "My boss just told me that this is all fake and everyone that's sick is a Democrat crisis actor."
That's what all and, the
this is all to keep Trump from being reelected.
Right. Right.
When and then the next text was, "I got to find a new fucking job." I can't work for someone this fucking retarded.
Usually I'm not a fan of that word, but in that case, it's you go right ahead. That is but that's the thing is everyone you can have, like you said, you can have someone send you a link.
Yeah.
And you can go down a rabbit hole and all of a sudden you can find yourself you kind of have to like splash water on your face to get out of it. Like, holy shit. Like, I that all made so much sense but for a second.
It's different if the things are, if it's an article that you're like, yo, this isn't even credible.
Mm-mm.
But if you look into it and it is, then fucking just pay attention to it. You don't have to freak out and buy six guns.
Like, well, it's having diversity in your news sources, which is the most important thing there is right now, because people talk about echo chambers where it's just one view, like Breitbart, Fox News,
right?
Where it's only one voice.
It's the one so news channel that's on Idiocracy,
right? Exactly. So if you see something that pisses you off royally, and right away you don't Google it to see if it's true or not, if you just share it, and
oh, there's so much of
you
that.
Know, and then you're part of the problem, because I see so many articles. That's why I don't go on Facebook. But you go on Facebook, you see this article shared. First thing you do is put it in Google, and Snopes pops up.
Yeah.
And Snopes goes, no, you're all right. That's not true at all.
Right.
Because, of course, it's not. People don't do that. They see it, they react, and they share, and then people do it, and it spreads like corona.
A few years ago, there was a website where you could basically make your own title, and the link looked like a news site.
Right.
And then it took you to something, and it, you know, you wrote your little bio or like little summary, and but at the end you were like, if you're reading this, you're stupid, or
right,
something
yeah.
like that. And I did one that was like, I did it, and it was like Bill Nye as a pedophile or something like that.
Oh, no.
And, you know, and you click on it, and it was like just a, I forgot what I posted, but it was a funny picture of something.
Right.
But it got 4 shares, and people were like,
Upset about it.
Yeah. I was like, you didn't even, that's all it takes these days.
It really is. And especially in times like this, it's really concerning, because I mean, I've shared some stuff that I've seen people share, like in our group chat. I've sent some of the weird shit, like the first misconception that came out about this virus is like, hold your breath for 10 or 15 seconds.
Yeah.
And
I couldn't do that before this existed, dude.
Well, yeah, same. And you know what? When I saw it, I tried it.
I'm not going to lie to you. Yeah. I accidentally drown like in the shower sometimes.
Mm. Every once in a while, I'll be driving, and I'll be like, if you don't take a deep breath in the next minute,
yeah,
I think you're going to pass out.
Oh, dude. Yeah, when I'm high watching TV, yeah. I'm like, all right, dude, we're on the right path.
I'll do this thing where
you're going too fast now, buddy.
You know the breathe right strips?
Yeah.
That you put on your, I'll like manually do that. I'll just lift up the side of my nose and just, all right, I'm good. I'm still here. I'm all right. And just take like a manual deep breath.
Oh, no. A manual deep breath.
Yeah, I got it.
You know, they made automatics for that years ago, and it's we're still doing it, man. Yeah. They make machines that do it for you.
That's what I've also got a little pug nose, though. I can't help it, you know?
Yeah, you breathe like a bulldog.
Yeah, I really do.
I've noticed when you eat, you swallow a lot of air.
Yeah, I think that's why I drink so much when I eat. It's a whole system.
If a bulldog was a man.
Yeah. Just a tall bulldog.
You had to clean under the beard.
Not anymore.
Twice a day.
Not anymore. I keep doing this thing, though, right now. I just realized where I take a sip of my drink, and then I try to, like, suck on my mustache to get it out of my mustache.
Oh.
And honestly, it's making me happier that it's gone right now.
Yo, when I shave my mustache, my shit ends up getting so goddamn rash, like a rash from, like, just, like, I don't know, licking my lip or something, like a sketchy little kid with Kool-Aid.
Yeah. You got that red Kool-Aid mouth, yeah, but it's just like, chafing.
Yeah. It's like it's always wet. I don't have a little sponge, like a little hair sponge, which is gross.
Yeah, no, it is gross.
Mustaches are disgusting.
They're really gross. And they do have, at least mine,
what'd you do with it?
Well, whenever I have done it in the past, which is only like a couple, because I just buzzed it off, you know, one guard.
Yeah.
Just shaved it off.
I know.
And well,
I can tell
you're sadly looking at me.
Yeah,
everyone. Maybe we'll post a picture so everyone can have the visual.
No,
yeah, I don't want to do that. So, no, I'm not getting photographed for at least 2 weeks,
bro. You look like Frasier.
I hope so, but. No, I put a towel down in the sink, shave it off.
Oh, yeah.
Fold up the towel, throw it in the trash. Every time I shave my beard off, at least for the last couple years, it looks like I have way more gray in it than I should, or than it looks like. Like, a lot of the gray's underneath mm-hmm. or something, you know what I mean? I shave it off, and I'm just like, oh, you old piece of shit.
I always find sketchy-ass red ones. Like, nah, we're not going down that path.
No, I'm not a red beard.
No, there's no Nordic in this son of a bitch.
No. No, my dad got all excited because of Ancestry. He told me we're Vikings because I have a blondish beard.
2%.
And he has a red beard. Yeah. It was about 2%.
Yeah, honestly, that's one. All right, so if you've never donated to this, this would be the time to do it.
Oh, yeah.
One, we have a tremendous amount of time on our hands.
Yes.
I would love to order that kit.
And oh, yeah. That would be nice for us to get those kits.
I just want to see if I get a pass.
I feel like yours is going to be way more interesting than mine.
I doubt it, dude. It's going to say...
It's going to say Gastonia.
I just want to, you know... I got my South of the Border card a while back.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It still hadn't came in the mail, but I've been verbally told that I have it.
Oh, well, that's a verbal contract.
Yeah, so it's a gentleman's handshake. I'm at the cookout.
Yeah.
Shout out, Carnal. Hey, I want to go to all the cookouts.
Yeah, and, we got to be at every
cookout. And I want that piece of paper that tells me I can be there.
you bring your results?
Honestly, it's going in my wallet. if it's good. If it's bad, it's going not in my wallet.
Well, yeah, I mean, you've seen that show, like... Who Am I? Or it's a PBS show where, like, okay, so Ben Affleck went on it.
Okay, no, I've never seen the PBS show Who Am I?
No, but it's like, so they do the thing where they test their DNA, they do all the ancestry shit, but there's been some uncomfortable moments where, like, Ben Affleck apparently was descended from slave owners, and then I believe he... asked them to not put that in the show.
Ooh.
And then, but it still came out.
That's rough.
And then he had to doubly apologize. I think if he would have talked about it on the show and talked about how that made him feel, how he basically, whatever. If he was just open and honest about it, I think it would have been one thing. But the fact that he was like, absolutely not. Do not put that on TV.
Yeah, that's...
That just made it sketchy, like, you know.
It won't tell you who is your family. So, it'll tell you what is your family.
No. Correct? So there's no. So I know on Ancestry, it will put you in a family tree that you can look at and see the names of everybody who's been cataloged. You can read if they know anything about the person. You can look at documents of your great great grandfather. Anything that was ever on paper, like through the government,
right?
That's been documented digitally,
right? Well, see, I know all that. I
want
to go,
but you want four
back, man. That's what I want to go.
Well, yeah, that's where it gets interesting. Those weirdos.
I've seen pictures, like those weird, sketchy early 1900s pictures.
Oh yeah, yeah. Like I've seen the copper plate.
Yeah, I've seen them of my grandpa's grandpa, I believe.
Yeah,
and he was old, so
right.
That's my fucking. Great, great.
Your grandpa's grandpa?
So great, great grandpa.
Yeah.
That's fucking gnarly.
Yeah, my great grandmother was still alive. Like, I knew her for at least, I think, until I was 8. And then that was the oldest relative I ever knew. But my mother's side comes from Missouri, and my father's side comes from the Dust Bowl. I can't remember where. My grandmother's 95.
Right.
So... Which always blows my fucking mind. They're like...
You know what? Maybe it'll be in your genes.
I doubt it. I doubt that so seriously. But, you know, it would be nice. You know.
But would it?
But every dude on that side of the family is my size. They're like 300 pounds, 6'2", 6'3", like...
But it's a good 300, you know?
Yeah. No, I'm a solid 300.
Solid. You know, I don't think there's a not solid 300.
No.
I don't think that exists.
No, there's not a loose 300. Well, yeah, every once in a while.
I know from, like, my grandpa. So my grandpa's side is from Kentucky. My grandmother's side is from, like, Gatlinburg area, Tennessee.
Yeah.
She was, like, second cousins with Dolly Parton.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
I guess my grandpa and her met. I don't know if they met, but he had a huge crush on Dolly Parton. And I think they were at like a show together.
Oh.
And he met her, which just so happens to be a distant cousin.
And which, that's what the song Jolene's about.
Yeah, well, her name was Aline, but...
Oh, well, she changed it just a little bit.
Why would she write a song about her second cousin girl?
Please don't take my man.
Oh, man, if that's about my fucking grandpa, dude.
Oh, that would be the dopest shit that ever happened. That
would be it. So my grandma's second cousin is Dolly Parton, and then her stepbrother, I think stepbrother, or half-brother or something like that, was Johnny Cash's like bass player.
Oh, all right.
Like Marshall Grant, I think is his name.
Okay.
Fucking crazy because they every time they would come around anywhere in the Southeast, they like my grandpa and her would like follow them, and they have all these pictures of them hanging out and stuff. It's so...
That's pretty cool.
It's very cool.
Because like, I've known people who say shit like that, but then they're like, they've never actually met the person.
Yeah.
But the fact that they're like actually...
Yeah, there's a picture of... I always wanted it tattooed. It was a picture of Johnny... in the middle, and my grandma and my grandpa on this side, and there's two, like, my grandma and my grandpa both have Budweiser cans.
What?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
And his arms are on both of them. And then, you know, we'd go through the books and stuff, and my grandpa would, he was like, you know what he was saying to me right there? Because it was just be like him with his hands in his pockets and his members only. And Johnny Cash is like on like a stage box. He was asking me for a cigarette. Like, he told me that's what was so happening cool. For every picture. It was those shit's really cool.
Honestly, I envy that a little bit because my grandfather was, he's got pictures like that, but he worked for the Secret Service.
Yeah.
So he's got pictures with, like, Ronald Reagan, and I'm not the big, like, I'd rather listen to Johnny Cash and Ronald Reagan.
Yeah.
If I'm driving to work. That's just me, personally, you know?
Right.
But I mean, it is cool, like, in a historical kind of like it kind of blew my mind the first time I saw it.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah, that's much cooler because just, you know, Ronald Reagan sucks. So.
Right, but, you know, that's something that's not talked about a lot. Like, and conspiracy-wise it is, like the Secret Service, but, like, you don't, like, know somebody that's been in that. There's always a speculation of somebody who's like, yeah, like that neighbor, I swear to God, they're in the FBI or something.
Oh, like, yeah.
You don't know fucking somebody in the FBI, you know?
Like, no, but, well, with the Secret Service, he worked in communications. So he basically set up, like, he had a cell phone in his car in the 60s.
Right. I mean, that's
or 70s. Minute. Yeah, it took up the entire trunk.
Right.
But he could pull over his car and pick up a headset or you know, an actual fucking phone, call somebody.
That's wild.
Yeah, but yeah, so he wasn't like diving in front of bullets or anything, but
oh man, can you imagine if he was like trying to pick up chicks?
Well,
like if he was like just pulled over, like, hey,
you Brent, call somebody,
Brenda, what are you doing? Oh, nothing, just sitting on my trunk. You want me to come over? Cool,
because
I'm outside because I can do that.
You know what?
It's 1964.
You know what? One of the biggest mysteries in my family is my grandfather's name. He was O.T. Russell.
Ooh, that's tough.
Yeah. But on his birth certificate, it says lowercase O, lowercase T. That's it.
Dude, that's sick.
Didn't stand for anything. I don't know why. And nobody has an explanation for me for why that happened. But so when he grew up, he just told people it stood for like Oscar Thomas or something like that. But it didn't stand for anything.
Right, overtime.
Yeah. Oh my God. I've gone 29 years without thinking of that. That's beautiful. That's
what the chicks used to call him.
Overtime Russell.
Yeah.
Yeah. It would be nice to do the ancestry thing and see what's up.
I think that would be either a big slap in the face or, you know, there's some cookouts coming our way.
Yeah. We got our passes.
We got our passes. What have you done to prepare for any of this shit, Elliot, other than, you know, make yourself 12 again?
Make myself pure, you mean? Honestly, nothing at all. This lined up perfectly with, if this would have happened the day after I got paid, I probably would have scrambled and impulse bought a bunch of shit.
Right. This Friday, you got to go through the, scrap.
But I basically, started playing a video game for the first time in a while. Cause I knew I'd be doing a lot of that.
Oh, I wish I had a video game.
I hate it. I don't like them anymore.
when I play them, dude, I had to, because my TV's always been usually on the wall. If I was playing something, which would have been, I only really played Grand Theft Auto or Skate. I never really got into, I played like Modern Warfare 2.
Right.
Or, wait, whatever. They're all the same.
One of those, yeah.
Yeah, but I'd have to stand up in front of it. Like, I can't fucking sit down like that.
Oh, no, I got this thing where I have to be sitting up. Like, my TV's at the foot of my bed, and if I try to lay back in bed and play, I can't see well enough. So if shit gets real, I keep leaning up, and then I realize I've been sitting there hunched over,
yeah,
cross-legged on my bed for 2 hours, and I'm like, this doesn't feel good at all.
No.
So I'm trying to find other stuff to do besides that for the next. We're saying 2 weeks right now, but it's,
yeah,
it's,
it could be.
It's going to be closer to six, I feel like.
Let's shoot for two. All right.
You know, I mean, I'm optimistic, but
shoot for two. We've got some script ideas.
Yeah, we're talking about writing some stuff, which would be nice.
Got some goodies. I don't know if we should even talk about it.
No, I mean, we'll leave it at that, but, you know, there might be some more stuff coming from the Bad Seed camp. Yeah, it is nice to have time again, which is, you know what, I honestly had so much time before, even though I work like 50 hours a week, but I still have time.
But it makes you realize when you get off work and, you know, we could have been doing this every night, you know,
like,
we could record every night if we wanted to.
Yeah.
But, you know, schedules don't line up, but it makes you realize that you don't really use your time fucking wisely.
No, not at all. I usually cram everything into one day off so that I can lay around the other day off. And then, I enjoy my job. That's the other thing. Like, I actually enjoy going to work. So it's like, you know, or I don't dread it, I should say. Like, right. I'm not like, oh my God, I got to go to work.
I mean, the past, you know, 2 days was, I can't fake deep clean things that have already been deep cleaned. Just to get time.
Yeah, I've never liked situations like that where you have to pretend to work.
Yeah, I'm not going to run the clock. Thanks for inviting me in.
Right.
I can't.
So, I went in Monday, and I was, they told us we were going to do a deep cleaning shift from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. So I went to work at 10 a.m. expecting to be there until 2 a.m.
2 a.m.
And I went home about 2 o'clock.
Right.
Yeah. PM.
I mean,
and I was like, oh boy. And in the time that, in that time from the time I got off at 2 o'clock yesterday till about, what time is it now? Oh God. Till about 10 o'clock this morning, I shaved my beard off in a fucking weird
panic.
Yeah. Weird panic where I'm like, I got to get rid of this thing. This is what's going to kill me. So, you know,
you ever tried to shave your own back?
Yes. Yeah, it doesn't work.
Well, I mean, I successfully did it. I found out how to do it. It was a lot of work, buddy.
Okay, go ahead.
It was a lot. Well, you know, it really takes a lot on your arms.
Yeah,
bending backwards that much. But
you're telling me you didn't miss a spot?
No, I didn't. Because
I can't.
So what you do? You have your clippers, right?
Yeah.
And I just use regular clippers, you know, because it's a garden.
Yeah, hold on.
Those beard trimmers ain't doing it.
Mm-mm.
So you get your trimmers, you tie it to a remote, and that's how I did it. And that's how I got all the way to the middle.
You tie it to a remote?
Yeah, I'm a big muscular guy. You know, I can't get to the middle of my back.
Yeah, yeah, definitely big, yeah.
Okay. And muscular. Like, I'm totally muscular.
Yeah, so big. And the
all right.
No, you're, well, and I can make that joke because you lost a bunch of weight.
Yeah, I can reach the middle of my back now.
Really?
I could shave me.
Really? I have to scratch.
If I wanted to, I could shave me.
I have to scratch my back like a bear everywhere I go.
I still do it. It's a habit.
Yeah. I
still rub on shit.
just like an upright cat.
Like an upright cat. Yeah, if I needed to slim down the body pubes, I could do it all myself.
Well, I tell you what, you're talking about the back a lot. The shoulders is what I've noticed.
Ooh.
It's you got some epaulets going on there.
Hey, you know what?
Yeah. No, I mean, I'm just saying, we're being open right now.
Yeah.
You know?
No, we're not. Yeah, I know. The shoulders are rough. All right. And that's with it. That goes that with it.
That was part of it. That was the easy part.
No, because you got to line them up, man.
You did have a tight fade on those shoulders. You
know, I am 100% shaving my goddamn body after this. I'm shaving fucking everything. Fuck you.
It's only fair. Like, I shave my beard. You shave the equivalent amount of hair on your shoulders.
Okay. I've seen worse. All right.
Oh, I have too. Yeah. The only body hair I'm self-conscious about is when I wear, I have a few shirts that swoop too low. And
oh, yeah.
When the back hair pops out. But you know what? God bless my barber. He saw it one day.
Oh, he pops it off?
And dude, he goes down an extra like 2 inches for me.
I mean, that makes sense.
And he's like, the first time he was like, I took care of that for you. And I was like, oh, thank you. Like, I was like, that's when I was like, this is my barber.
Yeah, you got to do the big guy pull all the time.
Yeah, to like, make your pull shirt it go forward. Down
that way.
That's why I love chef coats, because that shit just, there's no way for it's going to poke
for
out.
For some people.
Well, yeah.
I've got this weird ass sketchy fucking scar on my back, but it's not even a big scar, but it's from getting burnt by a go-kart when I was a kid.
Oh,
so like right. That part of my back grows more hair than the rest. And
it's like protective hair.
Yeah. You know, it's like Sonic. It looks like Sonic kind
of. Yeah. Okay. That's a good visual. 'Cause yeah, that is, yeah, that's pretty accurate.
It's kind of rough, yeah. But whatever. I've stocked up for this coronavirus.
Yeah, that's
since we got off on my fucking shoulder hair.
I'm sorry. I've been waiting to talk about your shoulder hair for 10 years.
Jesus Christ.
Man. I'm sorry. But so how have you prepared for what's going on?
I saw a lady crying, and I'm not shitting you, crying in the toilet paper section of Walmart last night.
Yeah, that's rough.
I don't know if she was like, I don't have toilet paper, or she was like, it's like actually hitting her, you know, like the extent of what's happening.
Right.
But she was just pouting in fucking Walmart.
Right.
Or she just got hit by somebody, because we were in Walmart in Gastonia. Right.
It could have been that. It could have been a coincidence that she was in a toilet paper.
And she ran away from the automotives
where she knew no one would be, the empty toilet paper aisle.
It was completely empty. It's so wild. And then I walk one aisle over, and there was so many bar napkins, so many paper towels. Yeah. Y'all, I've wiped my ass, one, with my hand before, two, with leaves, because I was a goddamn Boy Scout.
Ooh.
Which they don't teach you that, but I had to.
Right. That was
it which
was,
I didn't have to.
Because, it was unrelated. You were at home.
Yeah. Yeah.
Also, you were just in your backyard.
Yeah, I wasn't even in my uniform or anything. No. But that was the excuse. Was it? Oh,
yeah, yeah, I ate, you know, protect and serve or whatever. That was my slogan. Is.
I was at Boy Scout camp one time, and I fucking smashed a moccasin's head in and chopped it off with a goddamn, like, a little machete. You know, they don't teach you that shit.
No.
Basically, they made me leave.
Wait, is that what you call it when you wipe your ass with leaves?
Yeah.
They make you leave?
Taking a moccasin's head off. Taking a moccasin's head off is what you call taking a shit in right. Boy Scouts.
Yeah, well, you know, you got
to. Yeah, but they kicked me out because I did that. And everybody's like, why'd you fucking do it? I was like, I'm a Boy Scout, dude.
My experience with the Boy Scouts was going to a couple of the meetings, really wanting to
tie a knot,
be an archer. I still want to do that.
I got that patch.
So, but I had a female troop leader, which was in hindsight probably great for me, but with everything that came out recently. But for my dad, he was like, "This is the Boy Scouts." And then I remember there was one night where we were standing outside waiting for the troop leader to get there. And I think she was 20 minutes, 30 minutes late. And she walked up with a big bowl of ice. Just a big bowl of ice. And my dad was like, he didn't say literally, fuck this, we're leaving. But he was like, fuck this, we're leaving. And we just left. And that was the last time I ever went to the Boy Scouts. Wow. But, you know, I'm sure there was other.
Why ice? I don't know.
Because it was, she said it was for like an activity or something. And my dad was like, this is stupid.
Yeah.
And I was like, he's not learning any of the Boy Scout shit. So I assume I got to ask him about that because I'm sure there's some other stuff to it. But I just want to, once you start getting older, like I'll randomly just ask my dad about something that I remember 2 seconds of. And then there'll be a whole fucking story behind it that you just, because he was an adult. He remembers
you
everything.
You got to sit down, buddy. You got a minute? I'll tell you about it.
So, but, you know, yeah, fucking Boy Scouts.
My grandma worked for the Boy Scouts of America, like, building, I guess, in Gastonia.
Oh, right.
So I kind of just, like, tagged along. And it was kind of like a free ride.
Oh, I
like,
see what you're
even
saying.
Even if I failed everything, I got patches.
Oh.
Even if I didn't even show up, my grandma was there, and she would get me the patches.
Just give you the patches.
So I had all the shit.
You looked like a future fucking Eagle Scout.
No, I looked like I worked at goddamn Shenanigans or something.
You had flair.
Yeah, I had so many flares. At least 17.
I went to high school with this guy who was an Eagle Scout.
Those two dudes that I did that at my high school got made fun of so much.
Right.
But he got a scholarship and he's a fucking fighter pilot now.
Right. The guy from my high school saved someone's life. Like his picture was in the paper in his Eagle Scout uniform.
Whoa.
Like you said, I can't remember if the person was drowning or like they had fallen while they were hiking. It was some situation. He didn't like perform CPR in a grocery store. He was in the outdoor environment and save someone's life. But I still remember seeing the picture and being like, they can't give you long pants.
Yeah.
When you still got to wear shorts when you're an Eagle Scout.
Yeah, it's kind of rough. Every Thursday they had to dress up and it was
like an ROTC thing.
Yeah, it definitely was a borderline. ROTC also looks stupid, but more respectable.
Well, yeah, I mean,
I feel like all the kids that were going to have felonies in 5 years did ROTC.
Yeah.
Which ended up being very true.
It's right. They know how to parade march, but, you know, they also know how to take a shit when someone's staring at you.
They also know how to do roll call at 5 a.m.
Right. The fucking lineup.
Well, you know, hey, I think the time when I stopped being I was a Weeblo, which is like fourth grade.
Mm-hmm.
I was something after that.
There's a Bear Scout or something.
That's like second grade.
Mm-hmm.
Weeblo is like the... But then after Weeblo, you go to something before Eagle Scout. And I forgot what that was. But there was like a derby, like a car derby race.
Oh, the... oh my God, what are the... Pine Box Derby.
Yeah.
Yeah, I made one of those.
I remember
It
was on New Hope Road, the church beside Ashbrook. Mm-hmm. I remember it was there, and mine...
Did we compete in the same Pine Box Derby?
I don't know. This was the 90s, bro.
Because that was the same church I remember doing that at.
Yeah.
No, maybe. I don't know.
Maybe. Huge plugs.
Yeah, huge plugs.
I had two-inch plugs.
Right.
I was sixth. But, so I lost.
Yeah.
This was back when, you know, kids were rated. But I lost, and I remember taking it outside, and I smashed it on the ground, and that was it.
Well, you know, I mean, hey, if you're not first, you're last. So,
yeah,
fucking smash it.
Smash it. Fuck Aaron.
Is that who won?
No, I just hated Aaron.
Oh, well, yeah.
Still hate Aaron.
If you're listening.
Always not. No, they don't get this in jail.
I hope they do.
No, that'd be really cool, though. Right now wouldn't be a bad time to commit a crime because jails are the most safest places to be right now.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, fairly isolated.
They haven't came in contact. Anybody.
You know what's great? I believe it's the German Big Brother is going on right now. So there's however many people are in this house, 5, 6, 7.
Right.
They don't know about the coronavirus yet.
Whoa.
So they're about to, like, drop the bomb on them and tell them what's going on.
Right, but that's a lot of information to unleash on somebody at one time.
Well, and also, they're safe where they're at.
You could tell somebody, there's a virus. They'll be, all
right. Right, but you would have to, I imagine they would explain it pretty thoroughly.
Right. No, no, no. It's pretty rough.
Right.
But AIDS is pretty rough.
But somebody tweeted, they were like, yeah, they should tell them and explain what's going on and then put a new person in the house.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Because that would be the greatest TV ever. People look at you real quick.
That was funny.
When you cough now.
Oh, man. You looked at me yesterday like that.
Well,
don't. It wasn't dry, buddy.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
I chewed it.
I think I even brought it up. I was like, because you coughed, and then you looked at me like, oh, boy. And I was like, well, it's a dry cough. It's coronavirus. And you were like, no, it was wet. It's good.
Very wet.
It's very wet.
Yeah. It was chicken. There was a lot of chicken in that one.
And also, we were smoking, so it's like, you know, there's some coughing that's involved with that.
Yeah. So, yeah, things are about to get crazy.
Yeah, they are.
And, you know, people are going to be at home watching it, and it's just going to make people fucking, the anxiety go crazy on everything.
Right.
I will say, if you are going to loot and you are going to rob people, be respectful. Don't rob in your own neighborhood.
No.
Don't be a dickhead.
Go to the next county.
Go to nice neighborhoods.
Yeah.
Stay away from mid-level working class.
Right.
Rob rich people.
It's the same rule as always. Eat the rich.
Eat the rich.
You know.
I'm still waiting on Bill Gates.
Yeah, he's supposed to be doing it. Well, okay.
Well, let's go back and let's talk about what that is. You know, some people probably don't know.
Well, okay, so Bill Gates stepped down from the board of Microsoft.
Like 3 days ago.
3 days ago, and cashed out all of his stock, which...
5% of that
would... Right. I mean, you're talking billions of dollars. Basically, when I heard that, I was like, oh, well, Bill Gates is a philanthropist. Like, he's always been open about spending his money to help people. And
right.
He's always said his kids aren't going to inherit all his wealth. They'll be taken care of. But most of his wealth when he dies and his wife dies is going to go to helping people.
Right.
I don't think there's such thing as a good billionaire, because a good person doesn't hold that much wealth. He's probably the most tolerable billionaire that I can think of. And he was, before he sold his stock, was worth about $100 billion. But at the same time, it's like, you know, that whole thing with billionaires is you can't even comprehend that amount of wealth.
No.
As a normal person.
No, it's not even a...
So when I saw, okay, so Bill Gates cashed out, I assumed that the next day we were going to get a news story about what he was doing to help with the situation.
Right.
And I'm not saying that still won't happen. Dude,
he could be the vigilante that we need.
Have you ever seen that? There's a Bill Gates interview where the interviewer goes, I heard a rumor that, and this was like 2099, something like that. She's like, I heard a rumor that you can flat jump over a chair.
What?
Right. And then he actually like attempts it, and it's the funniest.
No.
It's the nerdiest human you could imagine. It's Bill fucking Gates.
The most activity he's done.
Yeah, and he tries to jump over his chair, and he does it, but it's not like a flat jump. He takes like a two-step, just jumps over a chair. It is, anyway.
No, that could be our savior.
It's amazing. If I could get a video tattooed on me, it would be that.
That would
be the video. It's Bill Gates jumping over that fucking chair. But
I mean, but what if he goes the other way? Like, in a year, he's on TMZ. He has a beard. Like, he just came out with a fuck tape.
Oh, he's going, like, full apocalypse now.
Yeah.
Like, he's just...
He's starting to hang out with, like, fucking Jeff Hardy. You know?
Jeff Hardy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bill Gates was arrested in Myrtle Beach. That's the headline we're going to see in a year.
Had no cash on him.
He bought the boardwalk and then still got arrested.
Yeah, I mean, I can see it. Can you imagine going to somewhere and being like, I could buy this place?
Yeah, honestly.
Like anywhere you go.
I think that's one reason I can't understand being a billionaire is the way I spend money.
Oh, yeah. As a person playing Monopoly.
Oh, my God.
I spend so much stupid money in Monopoly, also in real life.
But I, you know, it's just, I hope he does something. I hope he's working on something. Honestly, the realistic way to look at it is that the stock market has tanked harder than it did after 9/11. It's tanked harder than it has since the 80s.
Delta, it's the biggest blow they've ever had.
Oh, no, airlines will, without government assistance, they'll be closed in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Airlines won't they'll be out of money.
Oh, yeah. But, so, you know, in these 2 weeks, if you want to go to Orlando, it's under $30 for a round trip.
Yeah, which, I mean,
it's not a bad gig.
I get paid on Friday, and since we're all catching this anyway.
Are you off on Saturday?
I'm off for, I think, 3 or 4 Saturdays, more than likely.
Let's go to Orlando.
Dude, honestly.
I won't be on an airplane anytime soon.
I mean, yeah. I honestly am scared of it. I have permanent lung damage. I had a blood clot in my leg as a result of MRSA that moved up to my left lung, and I have like scar tissue and all this shit. So, I don't know what's going to happen if I catch it.
So just don't.
It might be all right. And if it's not, then, you know, whatever. But
if it's not, then whatever.
You know, what can I do about it?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good way to look at it, because honestly, love who you love right now and fuck everybody else. It's so crazy to go from, let's just say, Facebook or something. Like, before this last week, everybody was in everybody else's business so fucking hard.
Yeah.
This past week, that has changed so much. And like, people are starting to be like, I have to care about myself now.
Right.
Why haven't you just minded your business for fucking, I don't know, a long goddamn time? Fuck everybody.
Well, my thing about the self-quarantine thing and social distancing and things like that, like, I for the majority of my 20s, I played video games and did not leave the house. That was my life. And now I'm at a point where I spent less than 20 hours at my house straight with nothing to do. And I almost went fucking crazy.
Right.
Like, I hated it. So it's like, I, you know, but I mean, at a certain point, it's probably going to get bad enough to where I just have to, you know, buckle down and deal with it. But there are a lot of people like that who don't want to sit at home.
Yeah. Like, you got to find something to do. That's why, you know, this goddamn podcast.
Yeah. It was the first thing we brought up.
And the next, in the next couple weeks, you know, there's going to be a lot of people at home, a lot of people with nothing to do.
Right.
Let's make the best of it.
Right.
Let's do some shit. Let's. Let's make this the last episode we do about this stuff.
Oh, yeah. This will, we already touched on it before we started.
Right.
But if we were going to talk about it or not, but you kind of have to.
Right. But, you know, let's not make it as.
No, it's not going to be.
As worse as you. It's the worst possible scenario. Let's make the best of it.
Right.
After this.
It's going to go back to normal. Also, if your friends are bored, I know usually we wait till the end of the show to do this, but we're going to be recording a lot of these. Hey. So tell people, because now's the time to jump on board.
This is two dudes that work in a kitchen, and we are definitely out of jobs now.
that's true,
you
know, as well.
If you like these shows that we put out, if you like what we do, you can go to anchor.fm and you can donate to our show. You can send us a message saying what you'd like or what you dislike about the show. We'll play them.
And also, we always appreciate feedback, especially if there's something you want to hear because you're bored.
Again, yeah.
Let us know. Because, like, once again, we're going to be coming up with a lot of shit over the next couple weeks.
Yes.
So lay it on us. What do you want to hear?
Yeah. What's your favorite part?
Right.
What do you not want to hear again?
That's also appreciated.
Very much.
Unless you just say Elliot.
So yeah, it's about that time into this episode.
We've been doing a lot of special episodes lately.
Well, you know what?
I mean, obviously this one calls for it.
Mm-hmm.
I guess, you know, we did Origins of the Bad Seeds.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know.
We're doing it.
You got to talk about it.
We got to talk about it.
It's all anyone. I saw a tweet today that was like, what did we talk about before coronavirus?
Chicken sandwiches.
That's right. Chicken sandwiches. Yeah,
I saw a thing today that was like the same people that's freaking out about this shit are the same people that freaked out about a fucking chicken sandwich.
Right.
I don't know if I can take y'all serious.
Well, if it goes viral, you know, it goes viral.
The chicken sandwich or the virus?
Exactly. We're living in a weird time.
Mm-hmm. Very much.
I'll cap off the Corona episode.
All right.
With the story that's the last Corona story I saved was obviously all sports have been shut down.
Yeah, so weird.
And the NHL included, every NHL team with the help of the players, has pledged to pay their arena staff, the people, the support staff who cleans the fucking locker rooms.
So fucking cool.
All those people. So cool. Except for the black and gold. The Bruins are officially the only team in the NHL to not announce a plan to pay concession workers and other arena staff. Their owner is worth $3.6 billion and literally made his money via concessions.
Dude, yeah, because it's fucking wicked gay. I don't want to fucking do that shit,
bro. We're going to pay you not to work?
Yeah. What are you talking about?
So, I just want to throw a quick shout out if you want to tweet at the Bruins.
Yeah, fuck you, Bruins.
Yeah.
Also, fuck you before this, Bruins.
Well, yeah, but I just can't believe that as an organization, they would literally be the last guy in the room.
Yeah, so many people on board.
Do you know how fucking disgraceful you have to be the last guy in the room?
Right.
And they will eventually, but don't forget, they were the last guy in the room.
Yeah,
they did it. They're doing it because they have to. But anyway, I just wanted to say that.
That's a good way to top it off.
Yeah.
Yeah. We sick too. We wicked sick. Follow us on Instagram at Bad Seed Podcast. Follow us on Twitter.
Yeah.
Elliot.
God
damn it.
Shit.
You don't fucking know it. Just type it in, man.
Yeah, we'll put it. Well, the link is
no,
in,
we won't.
The link is in the Instagram.
No,
so.
No, okay. Maybe it is.
It is.
Subscribe, like, review, all those good things. Thank you for listening, Elliot. Thank you.
Thank you.
And we'll talk to you later.